Okay, trying to think of a name for the company that had many, that had good meanings about it, and people would see everywhere. You know, instead of being like, naming it after like my own last name or something, you know, like Model Eternal Bikes, which is fine when people do it, you know. But the word standard you see everywhere, and all the gas stations were still called standard instead of BP and all that, standard Amoco and stuff. And then there's also the meaning of the standard by which all others are judged and standard of excellence. So we wanted to use that because our whole goal was to make things better, to make the best they can be made. And just came up with that name. We thought of a lot of other ones, but that one stuck the best. And all of a sudden we had parts and didn't know what to call them. So got to pick that one.
So that you were never branded as anything else from day one?
No, it was always the Standard Bike Company. Yeah.
And like, what is it? What does the brand mean? Like, what? Like, if you were to describe it as a person, like a soul, like I mean,
I would say it would be a. But putting in those words, I'm like, what I envision it as. I don't know what others looking in see it as. I'm almost like, it would be like some supremely intelligent, very athletic, unbreakable. Open-minded, fun-loving person.
In terms of communication, obviously you have a very distinctive brand presence, you know, I mean, with the soft goods and the different graphic treatments that you have. So where does that, you know, where does that stem from? What is that?
I've been fortunate enough to work with a lot of really good graphic artists that have come up with things that just stick. They become timeless because they've been so talented. There's been many of them, and I always... If artists ask me for my input, I kind of hesitate because I like to let artists be artists, like let professionals be professionals when you're working with them. So if you're not going to let them do it, why, you know, why ask them to work with you? So, you know, the only thing I ever offer up if they are ever in, like, are there any logos you kind of want to stick with or want me to tweak? And I'm like, sure, remix them if you want.
So, but the genuine, the script logo, that's stayed, was that from day one?
That was not from day one. That's probably from, I'd have to look, somewhere in the late 90s, I believe that came about, or maybe 98, 99, 2000, somewhere in there. Mm. It's pretty old. The S logo is really old, and a lot of the stencil stuff is real old, because we were always, and still like to, we're ever changing. You know, we like to change up, but we've, somehow the S logo and the genuine logo have stuck pretty good.
When you view standard in the marketplace and you see people at the races and stuff, what's one or a couple things that people get wrong about you, or that you wish they knew better? Let's put it that way.
How highly dedicated we are to making things as top quality as they can be. I think sometimes we come off like we're just playing around all the time, but we're not when it comes to building bikes. Everything else, heck yeah. But, you know.
How much of the fact that you were a racer, then a top-name freestyler, then, you know, you still ride to this day, every day, how much of that sort of crosses the barrier between, you know, business and sport?
I mean, basically, the reason I do standard is because I ride and because of how I've ridden in the past and still do. If I ever just stopped riding, which I cannot imagine, I would be hard-pressed to continue doing the company. You know, like, wow. If I stop riding, it's not rider-owned anymore, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be former rider-owned.
Yeah, and that's not good enough.
Not to me, it isn't.
Not to you, right. If you weren't doing this, what else would you want to do? Like, what would be your...
Outside of bicycles?
Yeah.
As in making a living working?
Yeah.
I'm like, I wouldn't want to. I don't want to live in the mountains or something.
Really?
And be self-sustained, you know?
Yeah? Long beard and stuff?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Except in the summer. I don't know. I've never had to face that. I mean, I'm interested in many things, but I can't say what I'd want to make a living at. You know, I've been all in BMX for my whole life. So I don't know what I would want to pursue.
Like the Made in America thing, is that a big theme? I mean, obviously, it's a big theme with what you do because you're 100% American made. But what, like, do you make it a? I mean, a lot of people make it a lifetime cause kind of thing, or they sing it from the mountaintops. we don't see that as much from you. Like, I mean, do you place Made in USA on your product?
No, not sometimes. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. We try to not make that our main cry or anything like that. It's not our cause. Our cause is to make things very well. And it doesn't mean there aren't good things made anywhere else. We just don't shout that, you know, because it can turn people away as much as bring them in. I just believe if you live in a country and you're going to have a business, you should make your product made where you live, not outsource it to another country, regardless of where that is. Like, if you're in England and you have a BMX company, make it in England. You know, you don't have to send away to Asia. You can make it in England. And I'm not against importing either. So if a company in India makes like silk the best in the world, buy it from them. You know, it doesn't mean everything that's made in America is the best in the world because it's from here. There are good things made elsewhere for sure, great things. I don't even know if I just got all of.
No, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, because I just in looking at some of your product out there, you know, at the track and then even here in the warehouse, I don't really see USA screaming, you know, from it. It's very subdued and, you know, people who know and people who don't, you know, they might not, you know, and that's fine, right?
There's a lot to be said. Oh, it's great. Yeah. I mean, I want them to know we are, but I don't want them to make their decision on whether or not to own one of our products based on that, unless that's what they believe in, you know, unless that's their number one driving cause for themselves to get one. I really like the fact that, for instance, like our tubing is made in America. I like where all my machines came from. I can name the people or the place they came from. You know, like nothing's a catalog purchase for us. You know, I really like the character of that, of naming where things that we use every day come from and where our bikes go and things like that. It's just kind of involved, all connected.
Where do you see the company, you know, if you, a lot of small business owners, you know, they're so busy with the day-to-day and just shipping today's orders that they don't really have a lot of time for a big think, you know, like drawing the 10-year arc or the 5-year arc. Do you have that opportunity sometimes, and where do you see it going?
That big arc is always in flux. Because every day it can change, you know, like each day just happens, and then you have to be willing to not be rigid in your long-term goals or aspirations. For instance, we don't have like a dollar figure to chase, like a dollar goal out there. Like, we're not looking to do so many millions. We're not aiming for millions of dollars in business. We're aiming for the right people to end up having our product and always being willing to change with what makes it the best. So I don't have an actual picture of what it should look like in 5 or 10 years. 10 years ago, I wouldn't have known it would look like this. I would have hoped that we had our own manufacturing, but I wouldn't have known what it looked like. I use visualization for other things that I can accurately visualize. Answer that.
That's a good answer. But I mean, and then also, what about, for, you know, as far as like innovation, product development, where the sport is going?
All that stuff. When I learn of a new material, or if I see something that could be an innovation, or if we stumble upon it, or whatever, I'm willing to do it right then. Of course, after some testing and that, but I'm always open to it. I always hope for it. I always hope things can be better, you know. And if they're not, I'm not going to change something just to change it, you know, just to get to chase a customer. Sometimes you don't have to change. Sometimes you get it right.